Joining me live in studio is Lincoln County School District Number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Good morning to you.
I appreciate you coming in on a monthly basis and give us some updates. And well, we talked a month ago and 2 months ago and a lot of questions and a lot of concerns, but here we are, end of October. School's still going. Things are still clicking along.
It's been amazing, and we're ready to wrap up our ninth week with students being in face-to-face instruction today. And, yeah, we've just been so blessed, and we feel really fortunate. As people know, we've wrapped up the culminating events for golf and cross country, and we start today with volleyball and football tomorrow, both Cokeville and Star Valley. So, yeah, we're really fortunate, and things are going as good as they can.
Now, I know I'm sure everyone's aware that there has been an increase in cases around the county and statewide and pretty much everywhere. But how are things looking in the schools? It's my understanding that the majority, at least percentage-wise, of these cases are more out in the community rather than in the schools. Is that correct?
That's accurate, Duke. And we've had some parents and stakeholders that have really been concerned and wanting us to release numbers by campus of employees and students, and we just don't feel that's best at this time. The school board discussed it in our last meeting, in October's meeting, and we just don't feel that's the right direction to go. But we don't have anything to hide, and I'm pleased to report today that the active cases in our entire school system between employees and students, which if you take our student body of 2950 each, and approximately 500 staff members, so we're looking at 3,500 people. You can count them on one hand or less. So
it's not bad at all, considering the trend that's been out there.
So. Yes.
Okay, very good. Superintendent Matt Erickson with us this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up. So no plans as of right now or discussions of any changes at this point then. Everything's just going to continue until something else happens.
Yeah, we've got forward thinking, and our teachers and staff are continuing to be creative and doing a great job. And students are doing a good job, and our families are being supportive. And no, it's business as usual right now, with obviously a lot of precautions in place, and we're moving forward. So,
all right. Well, speaking of moving forward, I had a chance to meet the candidates for school board earlier last week, and then the election coming up. So opportunity for the community to have a little say on school board members next week in the election.
Yes, and we appreciated SVI as well as the Star Valley Cokeville Teachers Association hosting the Meet the Candidate Forum, and I felt it was very insightful. I watched it from home, and very appreciative that it took place. Duke, I'm grateful for the current board members that we have, and all of their effort and time, and their spirit of service and giving back to the community, and grateful that we have several quality people that are interested in serving on the board, and we'll find out the results next Tuesday. I'm not sure that the majority of the community understands how many hours and what it takes to be a board member, so again, we were just very fortunate, the board members that we have. They're quality individuals, and we very much appreciate their service. They have good hearts, and they have kids' best interest in mind, and our staff as well.
Superintendent Matt Erickson from District 2, live in studio this morning. Anything else that you wanted to mention while you're here this morning, Superintendent?
I'm just, again, very appreciative of our families. We have quality families. As we look, Duke, been participating yesterday afternoon and then today and tomorrow in recalibration committee meetings. And as everybody knows, our state finances are offering some challenges at this time. And we've been asked to voluntarily look at a 10% cut. I'd just like to paint a little bit of a picture of what a 10% cut would mean to LCSD2. We would be talking about $4.5 million, and with our budget in the school district, 80% goes to staff, employees for salaries and benefits. Again, we employ a little over 500 people. We're the biggest employer in the county. So if you look at a 10% cut, to Lincoln too, we're talking 35 to 40 full-time positions. That's a lot of money that would be out of the economy or out of the local communities. So just like to paint that picture. We're not whining. We'll do whatever we're asked to do and do our part, but there's not a lot of places to cut.
So what's the process that goes through then as you look through those cuts and what options are available?
So the recalibration committee, which by state statute, we recalibrate every 5 years. Anyway, the legislative committee will be working through that process through December, and then they'll have recommendations that will go to the full body of the legislature for the 21 session. And unfortunately, we're not going to know the results until, you know, end of March. So, but we've got some planning in place, and we're meeting as an admin team. J.C. Inskeep, our business manager, is sharpening his pencil and painting all types of scenarios for us. And then we're going to rely on the board and our staff to help us make some cuts. So we certainly hope that it's not 10%. 10% would cut to the quick. But we'll face whatever's given to us and do it with a positive attitude and make sure that we still do what's best for kids and provide a quality opportunity and education.
Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD2 in studio this morning. Thanks so much, Superintendent. Anything else?
Thank you for your time. And Duke, I'd just like to express appreciation to you and SVI for all that you do to support the school system and our activities and different things. You do a great job, and we're very appreciative.
Well, we're going to Douglas, so let's gas up and hit the road, shall we?
All roads are short in Wyoming, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning with us live in studio. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.